So I do want to share for just a few minutes here this morning, going along with what we've been talking about during December and during this season of Advent. We've been looking at things that Jesus actually said about why he came, and the saying that I want to look at this morning actually ties in with the theme of this Christmas program that had to do with Jesus being the light of the world. During the last few days before Jesus died on the cross, in those days when he was in Jerusalem and he was teaching people and things were really getting stirred up, one of the things that he said was in John chapter 12, verse 46. And he said this, "I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." And I want to look at that statement for just a few minutes this morning. Jesus came as light, and I want to look at what he meant by that, because you hear and you see in the Bible the contrast between light and darkness is used for many different things, and I want us to look at what he meant in this statement. And I heard that in the things that the children were saying up here this morning. You get a good idea of what he meant by looking at what he said right before that statement and right after. And before that statement, he said this in John chapter 12, verses 44 and 45. He said this, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me." So he's pointing out that he was not operating by himself when he was here on earth. It wasn't just him. There was someone else sending him. And Jesus was in such close connection with him that Jesus said to believe in him was to believe in the one who sent him, and to see him was actually to see the one who sent him. And then it was after he said that he's made that statement, "I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." So what did he mean by that? He's saying that whoever sent him was sending him as light, because we as humans were already in some kind of darkness when he came. Okay? The one who sent him then must have been light, who was sending Jesus as light into this darkness that humanity was in, and he was sent as light to bring whoever believes in him, Jesus said, out of that darkness. So let's look a little bit further into this. That darkness and light is described by Jesus a little bit more clearly in what he says next. So verses 47 through 45, Jesus says, "If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." And so he goes back to talking about who sent him, and here we see that is God the Father. And he makes it very clear that when God the Father sent him to speak and to say things, but only the things that the Father gave him to speak and to say. And so Jesus said he didn't speak on his own authority, but only what the Father told him. And therefore, the words that Jesus spoke were the very words of God. And so Jesus said because of that, the words that he spoke would judge those who rejected him, because they would have been rejecting the very word of God. So there's a connection that Jesus makes with this statement of him coming as light to him sharing and speaking the words of God. He's linking that idea of him coming as light to him speaking the very words of God. By speaking the very words of God, he was bringing light into the world, is what the context is telling us he has in mind when he says that. His words were light from the Father that he was speaking into the darkness of the world. His words were truth, and as he spoke, Jesus was bringing light and truth into the world, and anyone who believed in him would not remain in darkness. Okay, so that's what Jesus has in mind as he made that statement. And I want us to think about what is the darkness then? What's the darkness in the world? The darkness is everything that people believe that does not come from the Father. If the light is the truth from the Father that Jesus came to speak, the darkness is everything that doesn't come from the Father that's already in the world that people are believing. And so it includes all distortions of the truth, all lies, all deception, all man-made philosophies and theories. And if you think about this in terms of God having light and having truth and the world being filled with darkness and Jesus being the one who brings the truth, the world was filled with all kinds of distortions then, even as it is today. Any false teaching, any false religions, all of these deceptions. It also includes ignorance and lack of knowledge and all confusion and misunderstanding. And so when Jesus came as light, he was coming into a world that it was like a thick fog of darkness was covering the world. It wasn't just covering us, it was actually inside of our hearts and minds as human beings. This darkness comes from the corruption that's in us because of sin, and they come from the father of lies and deception, who is Satan himself. And so this darkness that Jesus came into was all around us. The earth is bathed in it and has been ever since the first lie was told in the Garden of Eden. And so the people that Jesus was speaking to when he made that statement were dwelling in that darkness. But when he came speaking truth from the Father, he told them, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. And so Jesus, as this Christmas program was declaring to us, Jesus brought light into the world. He was revealing truth into the darkness so that anyone who believed in him and followed him would know the truth and come out of the darkness and be saved. Okay? Now I want us to just think about ourselves. I want you to think about you. Okay? Many of you I know, many of you I don't, that are visiting here this morning, but everyone ask yourself, have you come to believe in Jesus and follow him, or are you still in bondage to the darkness? If Jesus is the one who comes as light and what he speaks is light and what he speaks is truth, do you know that truth? Do you know what Jesus has taught and what Jesus has said, or are you still dwelling in the darkness that you were born into in this world and that has permeated this world and still does? Jesus is the light. When Jesus came to reveal truth, he taught, if you would summarize some of his teachings anyways, he taught about the problem of sin and the need for repentance. The world that Jesus went into, the Jewish world, that they didn't believe that. They didn't think that they had a sin problem. They thought they were righteous before God. That was part of the darkness that was in the world. But when Jesus came, he said, no, the problem that all of us have is sin, and all of you need to repent. Because of our sins, Jesus taught that we've brought condemnation upon ourselves because we've rejected God and his way. But Jesus also taught about God's love and mercy, and that God provided a way for us to be saved through faith in Jesus. And here's what he said. So this is light now in the darkness when Jesus said this. John 3:16 through 18. He said this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, But whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Jesus went on to die on the cross after he spent time teaching and bringing light into the darkness of the world, and he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And anyone who believes in him, as Jesus said, anyone who believes in him will not perish. Their sins will be forgiven. In another way that light and darkness is used, that darkness that was in them will be washed away. The light will illuminate their life, and their sins will be forgiven, and they will not be condemned. They will be saved and receive eternal life. And so that's the truth that Jesus spoke from the Father who sent him. The light gave light to the world and spoke the truth into the darkness so that people both then and today could be saved. And that question before you this morning is, have you received the light or are you still in darkness? Has Jesus shown the light of who he is in your heart and mind so that you can see him and see truth and no longer be confused and wondering what this is all about? Many of you have received the truth and the light of Jesus, and so we rejoice during this Christmas season because we know what it means. The light of the world has come, and we've experienced that light in our own lives. But if you have not received the light, I invite you to come to Jesus right now, today. That light that he shares, that truth that he shares about sin, about his death on the cross, about salvation, God is inviting you to believe and come to the light so that the darkness will be pushed back in your life and you can receive salvation and eternal life. Let's pray.